a Jewish journal article. The massacres of October 7 exposed the robotic cruelty of the anti-Israel left. The idiots couldn't see the difference. They treated October 7 like just another terror attack. You know, one of those attacks where a few Israelis get killed. When those attacks happen, the idiots have their marching orders. What did you expect? These are freedom fighters resisting the Zionist occupation. The colonialist Israelis had it coming. Only this time, of course, it wasn't one of those attacks where a few Israelis get killed. This time, it was the biggest Jewish slaughter since the Holocaust. This time, it was a barbaric invasion of Israeli towns and private homes where babies were murdered and mutilated. Where families were burned alive. Where rave dancers were raped and slaughtered. Where children were murdered in front of their parents. Where more than 1,200 Jewish lives were extinguished and many thousands wounded. So, how did the idiots react to these massacres? Like icy, cruel robots, they followed their usual marching orders. The Israelis had it coming. I can give you dozens of examples. You've probably seen a whole bunch yourself. For now, just meditate on the headline of this statement from the leftist Jewish Voices for Peace, in response to the biggest massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. The root of violence is oppression. Think about that. Babies are being murdered in front of their parents, 260 partygoers are raped and slaughtered, and this peace group is focusing on the oppression of the rapists and murderers. Notice the sanitized language. Following 16 years of Israeli military blockade, Palestinian fighters from Gaza launched an unprecedented assault, in which hundreds of Israelis were killed and wounded, and civilians kidnapped. These are not terrorists or murderers or even militants. They are fighters, reacting to 16 years of a military blockade, with an assault in which Israelis were killed. Then they explain that Israeli apartheid and occupation, and United States' complicity in that oppression, are the source of all this violence. In other words, the source for families being burned alive as oppression. Of course, the anti-Israel class has never looked so clueless and callous. The atrocities of October 7 have exposed them for what they are, anti-Israel robots. The roots of their anti-Israel bias are so deep they can withstand a hurricane of Jewish destruction. But you don't have to be anti-Israel to look callous. Heads of universities, Hollywood players, political leaders, media influencers, leftist Zionists, any public or private figure who has failed to unequivocally condemn this unspeakable massacre of Jews deserves condemnation themselves. There are plenty of groups who have unequivocally condemned the massacres, but there are also plenty who haven't. Which group are you in? Indeed, habits die hard. The reflex to treat Jews differently is hardwired into the mainstream. Jews are powerful. Jews are successful. Jews have the strongest nation in the Middle East. Given all that, how can they ever be victims? The massacres of October 7 have shaken this hardwired reflex. Suddenly, the usual arguments in favor of Palestinians and against Israel look not just callous and ill-timed but stupid and hardly relevant. Many elites are so used to the chic victim cachet of the Palestinian cause, their heads are reeling with cognitive dissonance from Palestinian terrorists murdering and mutilating 1,200 Jews in their homes and bedrooms. What will happen now to their cherished Palestinian cause, the cause they can always count on to keep them in the right clubs? As if the failure to condemn weren't bad enough, there is a more perverted dimension to the response of the anti-Israel class. You see this especially on college campuses, where hateful agitators actually double down on their anti-Israel activism. In fact, as I write this, a National Day of Resistance, organized by Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, is taking place on campuses across the U.S. Jews get massacred, and it's the Jewish students who are on the defensive. It's as if the greater the massacre of Jews, the greater the victim status of Palestinians. With Israel now fighting back in Gaza, the anti-Israel left is waiting for the right moment to regain the initiative, and that moment will surely come. Israel is killing civilians. The bombings must stop, and so on. But regardless of where this war goes, let's never forget the robots. Let's never forget those who kept quiet. Let's never forget those who blamed Israeli oppression for the biggest massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. Let's never forget the Jew haters who couldn't take a 5-second timeout from their Jew hatred to ponder the slaughter of Jewish babies. When humanity called, they remained robots.